went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you being with us on this beautiful, at least here in Rochester, it's a beautiful, warm, sunny summer day. Beautiful day for soccer yesterday as the Rochester Rhinos continued their undefeated streak. It's now at 19 in a row. Just 9 more matches left before a potential undefeated season. Wow. You just have to take your hat off to the organization, just a tremendous job that they're doing. We have a lot of things to discuss tonight on the show. With our local pro sports teams, we'll be talking about them, of course. Today there were 2 big signings by Major League Soccer. We'll talk about that, along with the end of the somewhat, so we will say, controversial Gold Cup. I'm surprised Mark Geiger got out with his life after what happened in that Mexico-Panama match. Michael Lewis was there. We'll talk about that with him. Also, we had the initial draw for the World Cup. Could Italy possibly not make the World Cup? Is a good possibility based on what happened in an incredible draw situation. We'll talk about that. In just a moment, we'll be starting our show with one of the most popular players ever to compete in Rochester, McCall Zerboni, who will be with her Portland Thorns teammates at Salem Stadium this Wednesday to face the Flash. Then at 7 p.m., we'll have the man of the match from the Rhinos' big win over Charleston yesterday. Defender Grant Vandy Castillo, for the first time, will be on our show. And we welcome back Dick Howard from his week off to talk about the international report. And, of course, Michael Lewis will have all the latest news from the Gold Cup, the big match yesterday between New York City FC and Orlando that featured the debut of Andrea Pirlo, and, of course, the U.S.'s draw in the World Cup, plus the big playoff match between U.S. and Mexico that will take place to determine who will go to the Confederations Cup in 2017. A lot to talk about tonight. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening to everyone. And certainly, you know, what you just talked about, it's soccer at its best, and we are part of it, and we enjoy doing this show because we bring it to our listener, you know, not only our opinion about soccer, but the facts as we know them. Also, you know, it's beautiful to think that we have 2 beautiful teams, you know, in Rochester. We had 3, now we got 2. We got the Flash, and we got the Rhinos. And, the Rhinos are on a streak, and congratulations to them. The Flash are not the way they used to be. And so we're going to talk to one of the people that was part of the Flash and was the heart and soul of the Flash, in my opinion. And certainly one of my favorite people.
You're smiling, people. Joe. Yeah. You're sweating a little bit. You know,
one of my favorite person. And I'd like to welcome to our show the lady that I got to know, McCall Zerboni.
McCall, welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. How are you tonight?
Hi, you guys. I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be back.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you back here in Rochester. This is going to be your first time back playing in Salem Stadium since you were traded over to the Portland Thorns this year. So how's that going to feel for you, do you think, to step on the Salem Stadium pitch once again?
Yeah, it seems a little strange that we're halfway through the season and this is my first game against the Flash in their home. But, it's going to feel a little different, obviously a little bit of nostalgia when I'm playing in that stadium and, you know, in front of all the amazing fans here in the Western New York area. But I'm excited to be back and, you know, see some old friends and see some familiar faces. And I've really missed some folks here, so it'll be a good thing.
McCall, it's, you know, that I remember that the things you got on your arm that talks speaks about family and love. And I can only say that I identify myself with the signing, because we have grown to love you in Rochester, and love is forever. Sometimes, you know, you meet people in your life that either you like them or you don't like them, and you happen to be one of those people. You happen to be one of the person that has left an imprint on my heart, and I, you know, I can't wait to see you. I can, you know, I can't think about cheering against you, because you're playing against, you know, the team that you were part of it. But I just hope that you don't do what Carly Lloyd did to us. But, you know,
yeah,
vengeance
thank
is,
you, Joe. You know, it's people like you that made this experience for me so rich here in Western New York. You know, my 4 years were so wonderful, and I have so many good memories, and so, you know, coming back just always feels warm. As soon as I landed off the plane today, you know, I got to take a deep breath and just be excited and feel comfortable and be happy with all the good memories and, you know, some things to look forward to and people to see and, you know, only a good place in my heart for this area.
McCall, it's been a rough couple of months for the Portland Thorns. You guys have just won one match, I believe, in 10, and it's been a tough time. What's been going on out in Portland? The fans are certainly coming out in droves still, but the results on the field probably aren't what you guys were hoping for.
Yeah, our support has been phenomenal, and, you know, every home game is just quite the party. It's a lot of fun, and we're so blessed to have such an amazing place to play and be supported at. I think we're still working out some kinks for whatever reason. We can't score goals right now. We're having a tough time finding the back of the net, and we have all the talent in the world to do it, but, you know, we're still trying to just grab some points and get that momentum. I think, you know, Wednesday should be a great game. It'll give us another opportunity to grab some points, and once we just kind of break that ice, then we can kind of get rolling.
It's going to be a tough match. The Flash, of course, have dropped a couple of games now, or they drew against Sky Blue and then lost to Houston. And both matches, I think the Flash played very well. They dominated for long stretches, but just a couple of breakdowns. And, you know, when you have talent like Kari Lloyd or a Kelly O'Hara or Christy Rampone to take advantage of such mistakes or such lapses, they punish you. And that's what happens with good teams. I know that the Thorns are obviously not going to have So, McCall, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys here in Rochester. I mean, tell us about the trip. You guys played Seattle yesterday, a home-and-home with the rain, and, again, tough results playing in Seattle yesterday.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough result. All season long, we've only lost within a one-goal game difference, so that was the first time we actually had quite the loss there, so that was disheartening. You know, I thought we played well, and, you know, Seattle's a great team, and, you know, we're a great team also, and sometimes it's all just about the day, and, you know, again, who can find the back of the net, and they're having an easy time doing that right now, and we're having a tough time doing that, and, you know, just like the Flash the other night, sometimes the best team doesn't always win, and that's just a beautiful game of football. That's what keeps it interesting, and that's what keeps it exciting. You know, sometimes just the better team on the day, or, you know, just who can perform better at the moment. So that's why Wednesday night should be pretty interesting versus the Flash. You know, they've been playing well. We've been playing well. So we'll just see who comes out on top and who's able to get the result.
McCall, you know, I just got to ask you one question that probably it's I should not be asking, but were you angry when you got traded?
You know, when I saw where I was going, I had a good place because I knew I was going closer to my family, and that's probably been the hardest thing for me, that I am so close to my family. You know how it is being an Italian. We have a big big families and, you know, lots of love. So I was excited to be getting closer to them. So that's been the biggest blessing in all of this so far. But, you know, I had a really rich experience with the Flash, and we're playing with a lot of great players, and involves a lot of great people within the organization. And, you know, I'll forever, forever love this place and love the people. But, you know, that's the nature of the business. You got to be on your toes. You got to be ready. And, you know, people change teams and, you know, you can't play at one club forever. So it's been a good transition for me, and I'm just happy that I'm able to still play the Flash and be able to come back to Western New York and be around this lovely organization and these people.
McCall, the fans, I'm sure, want to know how Mr. Vallow is doing, the assistant coach of the Thorns, and somebody who's very special in your life. How's he doing?
Yes, he's doing great. We're doing awesome. The kids are great. We're working out everything with our new transition into Portland. And, yeah, we're doing awesome. Thank you for asking.
And we're all very glad to hear it. We're glad that Scott is doing so well with the Thorns organization. And, you know, we're looking forward to seeing him as well coming back to Rochester. Of course, he had so many great years with the Rochester Rhinos, and we all miss him very much. But one of the things I want to ask you, and there's been a lot of talk about the NWSL and the way that the league has handled the return of the U.S. national team players, the fact that the teams knew that they were not going to have the players for the majority of the season. So one of the things I want to ask you is, I've always said that I think the way women's soccer is going to succeed in this country is if MLS gets involved. And you and the Portland Thorns certainly have that experience with the Portland Timbers being affiliated and working with you guys. How does that work out with you and the Timbers, and how do they support you as part of the Thorns?
I definitely think a women's team being in the same market as an MLS team is very helpful, and they can kind of piggyback and play off of each other. So these markets that don't have an MLS team, you know, they got to come up with different ways, and it's a little bit more of a struggle for them. But, you know, I think now being in a community that has both a men's and a women's team, I can see the benefits and the ease that these organizations have to make it work. And, you know what, I've noticed that they're not always the same fans. The men, the people who support the men, the people who support the women aren't necessarily the same, but they have the same tools and ideas and opportunities to promote and market and get fans on board. And it's been a great experience for me being in such a well-supported city, and obviously being near a men's team and be around that organization, those games that are a ton of fun. But it can happen. You know, with U.S. Soccer backing this thing, they're very intelligent people, and they've done this before with the men's league, and they know what they're doing. So markets can survive without the men, but it's just easier. And, you know, people can learn to support women's soccer for a whole different entity than the men's game. They are completely different games to begin with, just different styles, and people admire them in different ways. And so we just need to get those people on board.
I certainly, from my perspective, I like women's soccer because they play a completely different style of game, you know, than the men do. And I hope that, you know, the league and the people in power are going to support the league, because it would be a shame if they didn't. So I look for longevity. I look for good soccer on the part of the woman, and I look for, you know, the future to hold bright things for all the players, and that they can make some money. You know, because just like Carly Lloyd said yesterday, you know, you guys not making no millions. You're just, you know, just make enough to probably survive. And there's a lot of demand and, you know, travel and all that kind of stuff that, you know, you face every day.
Yeah, you definitely have to love this as a woman to do it right now. It's a lot of sacrifice, but, you know, we realize that we're the pioneers of the guinea pigs, and we just hope for a better future for our nieces and our daughters. And, you know, there was men back in the day before the MLS was as strong as it is now that were sacrificing as well. And, you know, women's soccer is stronger than it's ever been right now, especially following that amazing World Cup. You know, Americans are starting to be exposed to women's soccer and realizing how much they are entertained and how much they do love it. And so we're moving in a positive fashion. And I see a lot of great benefit from all the work and sacrifice we've put in. So it's only going to go up from here.
Well, McCall, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at Salem Stadium as the Portland Thorns take on the Western New York Flash. And we'll be talking to you after the game, hopefully. We'll look forward to seeing you then.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. You're invited to the wedding, so we'll see you later.
All right, very good.
I'll make my plan.
Have a good
okay,
night.
Me too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, McCall. It's McCall Zerboni here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Did you just break some news?
Yeah. I should have told her to come and have the wedding at
the Italian-American Community Center. If you want to have your wedding, the best place to go for the reception, the Italian-American Community Center on Frank Domino Way off Manitou Road in Gates. Give Joe Sirianni a call, 414-5122, if you want
we'll to. We'll take care of you.
We'll take care of you well. Dick Howard's up next with the International Report. Signing today by Montreal, one of the best players in English Premiership history. We'll tell you who it is next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
See my wedding day. Wedding day. I was on your side, Bill, when you were losing. I'd never scheme or lie, Bill. There's been no fooling.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash finish up their three-match homestand this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. against the Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. World Champion Tobin Heath and former Flash players Cat Williamson, Christine Sinclair, and McCall Zerboni. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate the most wonderful time of the year. Take pictures with Santa, win Flash presents throughout the match, and participate in the Ugly Flash T-shirt contest. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. We have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The unbeaten and first-place Rochester Rhinos travel to Charlotte this Saturday for a 7 p.m. match with the Independents. Visit RhinoSoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium to begin a three-match homestand on Sunday, August 9th at 5.05 p.m. against the Richmond Kickers. See history in the making as the Rhinos make their final push for an undefeated season. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Say goodbye,
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by Claridge Design Center, 3240 Chilai Avenue here in Rochester. Up in Chilai, 889-5800 is the number. Go to Claridge Design Center. And we're back here again. We're trying to get our technical difficulties worked out. Dick, how are you?
I'm well, Andrew. Oh, are you still recovering from the drug decision?
Well, it's
you'll be coming up to Toronto, I'm sure, to see him when Montreal play TFC.
Well, we were going to break the news here, and you just broke it, Dick, that Didier Drogba, one of the greatest players of our generation, has signed with the Montreal Impact as of today, and Joey Saputo really got a coup here. I mean, what a purchase, what a acquisition for him and for the fans of Montreal.
Excellent decision. I think, you know, he was able to work out a deal with Chicago where Drogba had been approached by Chicago, but I think the chance of him going to Montreal, French-speaking population, I think the only really major league franchise that has got a French-speaking population, and he will be so well received in Montreal, and they, you know, they know their soccer, and it's, I think, a tremendous acquisition by Joey Saputo. It's costing him, because Drogba won't come cheap, but excellent decision.
Okay, and Dick, there are those who...
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. We'll be right back.
family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash finish up their 3-match homestand this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. against the Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. World Champion Tobin Heath and former Flash players Cat Williamson, Christine Sinclair, and McCall Zerboni. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Come and celebrate the most wonderful time of the year. Take pictures with Santa, win Flash presents throughout the match, and participate in the Ugly Flash T-shirt contest. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
And we're back here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We apologize for the technical snafus, but I think we're back in business now. And speaking with Dick Howard about Didier Drogba signing with the Montreal Impact. And Dick, tell us about what's going on in Canada with this signing. What has been the reaction from the fans?
Well, the fans, it was in the works. It was mentioned in the local newspapers over the weekend. And I think it's a lot of excitement because when you're attracting the players like a Lampard and a Didier Drogba, Steve, Nick, you know, Gerrard, quality players, I think it shows. And I tell you, I just saw 5 minutes of the New York City Orlando game at the weekend to see Pirlo and company in action. What an incredible game. You know, Kaká free kick hits the post. Seconds later, New York have scored the fifth goal. Just tremendous. 8 goals. And again, we've got a great player here, as Joe knows, with Jovinko, the Atomic Ant. He's been absolutely superb. Toronto FC down 3-0 to Columbus, came back, tied the game 3-3. So lots of goals, lots of excitement, and quality players. What could be better? Dungar will be happy with this situation, I'm quite sure.
Well, certainly, you know, certainly soccer shows, you know, the enthusiasm and the quality of players that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we are fortunate, once again, that we are privileged to see the best players in the world playing in the league that we can watch them play. So it reminds me of, you know, what was done in the past. And
it is, in a way, Joe, it's a good comment. But I think when you look at the impact of a Pirlo, it's quite remarkable. A player who's played at the top levels of the game, and they could go into this new Indian Pro League. They could go to the Middle East and collect millions, but they want to contribute to the sport in North America. And we're already hearing that Cristiano Ronaldo wants to finish, you know, when he gets into his mid-30s, playing in NASL. Zlatan Ibrahimovic also is talking about playing in the MLS in the years ahead. So when you're starting to get that kind of player coming over, you're going to get the crowds, you're going to get the excitement, which is what they want. You know,
that's
to bring
absolutely
fans into the stadium.
Dick, we had to mention, because one of the things we want to talk about, the World Cup draw for Europe took place in North America, too, CONCACAF. But we mentioned at the top of the show, Italy drawn with Spain. Wow. That there's a possibility one of those two teams may not make the World Cup if they finish second and don't get through the playoff round.
No problem at all. Spain and Italy in Group G. No problem, Joe. Don't worry. Albania, Israel, Federal Republic of Macedonia, and Liechtenstein. No, it's a two-horse race.
Right. It's just that, you know, they may have to play a playoff game.
Exactly.
You never know who you might
get
drawn against. But certainly some, I think the home countries are pretty happy, though. You know, England and Scotland drawn together, and I think
well,
the Scots
a traditional rivalry there, isn't it? You know, Charlie Mitchell will probably be having a few bets with me on that one. But, yeah, Wales, Republic of Ireland, lots of old rivalries. And as I say, it's incredible when you think teams are playing off for Euro, and now they're getting into World Cup qualifying straight away.
Yep. And then, of course, also the groups for the third round and fourth round of CONCACAF qualifying. Canada drawn against Belize. And then if they get through that, then we'll go into Group A, and they've got Mexico and Honduras and potentially El Salvador waiting for them. It will be a very tough group, Dick.
Very tough, a lot tougher than the U.S. of A. You know, just got the ever-emerging Trinidad and Tobago team, St. Vincent the Grenadines, Aruba winner, and the Antigua Barbuda Guatemala winner. So I don't see any problems for Jurgen Klinsmann in that area. But Group A is, you're going to call it, a group of death. Although Group B, you know, again, we've seen great performances in the recent Gold Cup with Jamaica and Haiti and TNT, and the Caribbean countries are starting to make their presence felt, which is great.
Absolutely. And then before I let you go, Dick, the Pan Am Games ended, and certainly a lot of great soccer was played, and amongst all the other great sports, and it was give Canada a lot of credit. They had the most medals, I believe, in history.
Oh, yeah, they did exceptionally well. Unfortunately, the football, the soccer teams didn't do as well, but I saw Brazil demolish Colombia 4-0 in the Women's World Cup, and then Uruguay, a big surprise, a 1-0 win over Mexico. But great crowds in Hamilton at the stadium there, and overall, the Pan Am Games went very well. A lot of positive comments.
Well, I was saying there might be a prelude to the next Olympics, potentially.
It has been mentioned. Stay tuned.
Okay, Dick, well, thank you so much for putting up with our technical problems tonight.
No problem, guys. These things happen.
As you know. But, well, Dick, thanks again, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, guys. Ciao, Joe.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Again, we apologize for all of our technical problems. We're going to go right to our next guest now, one of the gentlemen who certainly has locked the door on opposing offenses this year in the USL for the Rochester Rhinos, who have given up just 6 goals in 19 matches, which is unheard of. I mean, that's a Chelsea-like number, I'll say. Joe's not paying attention. It's a Juventus-like number.
Yeah,
okay. Well, we're joined by the man of the match from yesterday's Rhinos victory over Charleston at Salem Stadium. First time ever on our show, Grant Vandy Castile was with us, and Grant's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos are in action this Saturday night in Charlotte at 7 p.m. The next home match is Sunday, August 9th, against the Richmond Kickers, team the Rhinos have not faced this season. That's 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. And Grant, welcome to the show, and congratulations on a great performance yesterday.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show. And, yeah, exciting. Exciting stuff from the team last night, and good to get a tough win against a good side.
And it's always great to have a Notre Dame alum on our show, one of my favorite colleges of all time. And you know, you as a member of the Fighting Irish, you did something that not a lot of players have done on the Rhinos, and it's win a national championship in college. So I mean, that's something, you know what it's like to be on top of the mountain. And I know that's I'm sure playing into your play this year with the Rhinos, knowing this team is certainly one of the favorites to win the title this year in the USL.
Yeah, I think I see a lot of similarities just as far as how the season was going this year and kind of my run to the national championship with my teammates in college. There's a lot of similarities as far as, you know, a willingness to compete and find a way to get wins, even if, you know, maybe you're not having the best game.
Granted, just Joe Siriani here. Just was your assignment a definite one to make sure that you stay close to the guy, the most dangerous guy, you know, for the other team?
No, it's not a like a man-on-man assignment. It's not a particular assignment. It's just, you know, that me and my fellow defenders and the whole team being aware of where their dangerous players are and keeping an eye on them because, I mean, it's kind of like you said, they're going to be the ones who are most likely to to put the ball in the back of our net. So you got to stay tuned in defensively and stay locked in and know where different threats can come from. You know, hopefully put out some fires before they get going.
We all know how dangerous Dane Kelly is. He scored some highlight reel goals this year, but he was just completely taken out of the game. You seem like you were everywhere he was, you were yesterday. And he's a guy who leads the league in shots on target, and he didn't hardly have any looks at all yesterday. I mean, really, Charleston didn't have a look at all during the match. They had just two shots in the entire game. And it was just a team effort. That's what I really love watching about the Rhinos defense. It's a suffocation. You guys don't give the players on the other side any room to maneuver, any lanes to pass in, and it makes them work extremely hard. And, of course, yesterday with the heat, it made it even more difficult for Charleston because that field was very, very hot. We saw Anuel Bassi go down once and hold his leg because I think he was burned by the turf. It was so hot.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, it was one of the elements in play yesterday, the heat, but both sides had to deal with it, and, you know, we kind of knew it was going to be a little bit hotter going into it. We're used to playing on the field, so that's an advantage for us, and I also think it helped that they were coming off, they had a game in Toronto, I believe on Friday, so 2 days before, so some of their guys, I think, were a little bit heavy-legged, and you know, we were coming off a good week of practice and able to stay fresh and focused the whole time on Charleston.
Grant, just on a positive note, who is really Grant? And tell us about a little bit your background, your history of soccer. I know you come from Notre Dame. Andrew mentioned that you won a championship. Who are you really? You know, as far as soccer is concerned. And your future in soccer?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that question.
You know, based upon the story that Andrew just said about you playing in Notre Dame, winning a championship, now you're playing with a team that's possibly going to win a championship. How do you fit in this, and what are you looking for your future?
Well, I mean, I've been fortunate kind of throughout the whole time I've been playing soccer to be on be a part of good teams. My club team won a national championship, and like you guys touched on, my college team won a national championship. I spent last year in MLS, and for the first time in a long time was on a part of a team that struggled heavily and wasn't able to find results. And you know, it's nice this year to be back on a team that's getting results week in and week out. And soccer's a lot more fun when you're winning games. Trust me on that. But as far as my future, you know, I'm really focused on this year right now. You know, as far as what the future holds for me, I'm not really certain. That's probably talk for another day. But right now, I'm just really excited about what this team's doing this year and grinding out some more wins, hopefully.
And all the fans are certainly very excited about this team, and I know there's more people that are going to be very excited to see you guys will be the people at Camp Good Days. I know the Rhinos are going to be going there, I believe, tomorrow to spend the day with the campers, and I want to see what just give us some thoughts on visiting some kids who, you know, have a lot of struggles in their lives and trying to make it with some serious physical problems.
Yeah, I know me personally, I'm really looking forward to it, and I think I can speak on behalf of my team and say that a lot of the guys, probably the whole team's really looking forward to it tomorrow. You know, any time you get a chance to step into the community and make a positive impact on somebody else's lives, given the platform that we have as professional athletes is really wonderful. And to be able to spend tomorrow with some kids who are going through some really, really tough times and some families who are experiencing some almost unimaginable challenges and obstacles really puts things in perspective for the players, and you know, the kids end up really happy with the day, but I'm pretty sure we're going to be the ones walking away with the biggest smiles on our faces. So,
and we really appreciate it. I'll be a part of the organization myself. You know, it's something I think that's just, it says a lot for the Rhinos, and I know all the teams in Rochester, they do this as well. So hats off to all you guys for taking the time to make their lives a little bit brighter and put some smiles on their faces. Jeff?
And certainly that goes back a long time with the team that I was part of at the Italian-American Sports Club, that many of the players went over there and cooked and did the pasta and socialize with the kids that needed help, and I'm very familiar with that. So I'm glad that the Rhinos are doing the same thing that you know, the predecessor and the pioneer did. So,
Grant, one thing I want to ask you, on Saturday, the Rhinos face Charlotte down in North Carolina. It's certainly going to be, I would imagine, another hot and humid day or evening down there. And a team that played very well, I thought, against the Rhinos when they played up here at Salem Stadium. But they were very organized. They possessed the ball well. What do you expect to see from Charlotte on Saturday?
Well, yeah, you kind of touched on it. We played them, I guess, a week ago now, and in some ways, that's nice to be playing a familiar opponent, but in some ways, it's a bit of a unique challenge because, you know, maybe some of our tendencies and their tendencies are fresh on the opponent's mind. So maybe a little bit of a challenge offensively because maybe they can neutralize some of our strengths. But, you know, it's kind of like you said, I expect them to play a possession-oriented style and be dangerous in transition. I know a few of the guys on their team personally, so it'll be fun before and after the game to kind of catch up with my friends. But, you know, come first whistle, it's a battle out there, and friendships will be put to the wayside.
It's all business with the Rochester Rhinos this year. Undefeated, 12 wins and 7 draws in 19 matches, 6 goals allotted. Again, Grant, certainly a big part of that in the defensive end. So, Grant, thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. We'll be watching on YouTube through rhinosoccer.com on Saturday. We look forward to seeing you for start of a 3-match homestand next Sunday against the always tough Richmond Kickers. Thanks so much for being on the show, and have fun tomorrow with Camp Good Days.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Grant.
Have a good night.
Grant Vandy Castile of the Rochester Rhinos joining us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, hats off to the Rhinos organization for supporting Camp Good Days and their visit tomorrow. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. And, boy, we have a lot to talk about with Michael. The Gold Cup, a big signing by the Red Bulls today in MLS. Another player very familiar to all fans of the English Premiership. We'll talk more about that great New York City FC to Orlando match and the debut of Andrea Pirlo with the Baby Blues. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The unbeaten and first-place Rochester Rhinos travel to Charlotte this Saturday for a 7 p.m. match with the Independents. Visit rhinosoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium to begin a 3-match homestand on Sunday, August 9th at 5.05 p.m. against the Richmond Kickers. See history in the making as the Rhinos make their final push for an undefeated season. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo and start planning your retirement today. Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Hapag, New York.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Faber Homes. Number to call for your new home from Faber and Bernie Iacovangelo and his team, 889-4840, or visit FaberHomes.com. If you're in the market for a new home, that's the place you want to go. Faber Homes, and thank you to Bernie and all of his family for supporting us here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And, Michael, boy, what a week you've had with this, the Gold Cup. And no, just no controversy there at all, of course. It was just a straightforward, simple tournament.
Wait, what happened there? Anything? I thought it was very, very calm. I don't know what you mean. I mean, I've never seen – I've covered the Gold Cup since 2000, and I've never – seen such a roller coaster ride over a short period of time, particularly Wednesday night, where you had in the first game of the doubleheader at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, the United States crashing out of the competition in so many different ways, losing to Jamaica. And then you had, of course, either the 12th or 13th man on the field, depending if you're what you call a referee or an assistant referee, making yet another blunder of a call that helped Mexico equalize against 10-man Panama late in regulation and then eventually win it on actually a legitimate penalty kick, but there should not have been an earlier penalty kick called before that. And one of the most surreal nights that I can remember in soccer, just because it was double your pleasure, if you're into that type of stuff.
Well, I got to ask you, Michael. Paul Kennedy in Soccer America had a column today about what was going on in the Gold Cup, and he made an interesting analogy about college football in the SEC to the Gold Cup, and that when coaches leave the field and referees leave the field in an SEC football game, they're surrounded by state troopers and people to protect them. Mark Geiger was lucky to get out of there with his life. I mean, it was like the NASL days when referees made bad calls. They had to lock themselves in the locker room. I mean, he was just obliterated. People were throwing things at him. I was very worried for his safety. I mean, you were there. Tell us about what it was like after that match when he blew the final whistle. The Panamanians made a dash for him.
Well, it's funny because I remembered that's what I was going to do. I actually watched that play occur, or that situation occur. I was waiting for something to happen, and unfortunately it did. And, you know, it was an unfortunate situation. Yeah, they didn't have enough security around. That was just pure pure bad planning on so many different levels there. Fortunately, he did get out alive in one piece.
Well, those are the things that happen to referees once, you know, once in a while. And you and I remember the few episodes we had at Halderer Stadium with a local referee that should go nameless. That, you know, we had to save him by bringing him into the locker room and locking the doors and with the police in front of it. And we had to wait until all the people left, and then he was escorted to his car. But, you know, referees, again, you know that I'm not a fan of referees, but referees sometimes are a human being. They make mistakes, and they are costly mistakes to the team that they make the call for or against. So I think that, you know, it's all in the realm of the game. I think that unless there is something that goal, you know, somebody get paid off, which I don't know that that really can happen. It happened in Italy, so it can happen anywhere. You know, so,
yep.
I don't know what to think. But, you know, sometime when you look at the game's importance and the prestige of the nation, you know, you're not dealing with what team, you're dealing with the nation.
You know, it's easy for us to be calm on the sidelines because we're not in the midst of the heat of the action. I remember when I was an athlete or tried to be an athlete younger and how heated it could become. And saying that, I agree with you that this should not happen at all. I remember reading years ago, and I think it might have been the Sporting News, it might have been a manager who said this to an umpire once before, and sometimes it's better to use wit over power. After there was some sort of a play happening, and the manager was arguing his play, and then all of a sudden he decides to go, I have something to say something. You know, you're the second best umpire in the league. And the umpire says, really? Who's the best? Well, the rest are tied for first. And he actually got thrown out for that. But it was more wit than anything else. And granted, that's easier said than done when you're not in the heat of the action. But you don't go after the referee, no matter how bad he or she is.
That's right.
You know, one of the things that when we talk about sports, any sports, okay, if you score enough goals, or if you score and you take the advantage or whatever, and you keep on scoring, nobody can take the score away from you. No, and sometimes, you know, a 1-0 game or 1-0 game result can be dealt, you know, or affected by the referee. But if you score enough goals or enough points, nobody can take them away from you.
The thing is, Panama had a 1-0 lead despite playing with 10 men and doing a pretty good job against Mexico. I know where you're coming from on that, but quite frankly, I'll be very surprised. I'll be interested to see what happens with Mark Geiger and his assignments. What he gets internationally, what he gets domestically, I know he had one bad game, but you know something? That's what we remember most about referees, like it or not. And this was on as big a stage as possible in our region here. And I'd like to see like a cooling down period on his part. Don't give him any big games. I'm not saying don't give him MLS games by any means. I think but maybe not have him work for a little while. And I haven't seen the assignments if there have been put out yet for this week, but I think that might be the best thing to do because he's going to be under scrutiny now for the rest of the year, maybe for the rest of his career after that. We'll see.
potentially, yeah. So Mexico now will play the United States, and the winner goes to the Confederations Cup. It's going to be October 9th in the Rose Bowl, which, of course, means there'll be 90,000 Mexican fans and probably 5,000 U.S. fans. But maybe not that bad. But still, it's going to be a very pro-Mexican crowd. So the U.S. will have their work cut out for them. And they're not being played in Columbus. But the U.S. has done well against Mexico in recent years, Michael. So I think the U.S. certainly has a chance to win this game. It's a very important match. Confederations Cup is a big tournament. It means a lot of money and a lot of exposure for the CONCACAF representative. And it's going to be a war, I think, on that day. And it will be interesting to see how it turns out.
Well, one thing that I'm really concerned about the U.S. team is the way they came out and played against Panama in the third-place game. If a team had any right to lay down and not do anything, it was Panama. The U.S., it was bad, a lackluster of a game that I've ever seen the Americans play. And we're supposed to have this reputation that we never give up. And I have to put the onus on the coach, Jurgen Klinsmann. He's got to prepare that team. I don't think he prepared that team well. There are a lot of things you could say about how he put together the team for the tournament, how he kept on moving players in and out of the lineup, which I think is very difficult to get a cohesive unit going, particularly in the back line where defenders supposedly are not supposed to be running around as much as midfielders or forwards. And I think, you know, I think you've got to ask him a lot of questions. When I say you, I mean everyone out there, fans and media, because I think it was probably one of the poorly managed tournaments by a U.S. coach in some time. And I really think anything that he says, and quite frankly, some of the stuff that Sunil said was a lot of spin. And that, you know, I just can't believe, again, I could accept the loss if you play hard, but U.S. did not show enough oomph, maybe except after Yedlin and Dempsey came into the match, and they managed to tie it, but very, very disappointed in the way the U.S. came out in that third-place game. They say third-place games are useless. Well, it's told me a lot about the U.S. team and Jurgen Klinsmann, and it wasn't very good.
Mike, we've got about 30 seconds. Big signing by the Red Bulls. Familiar name, Wright Phillips. This time it's the EPL, Sean Wright Phillips, the brother of Bradley Wright Phillips. So you got some long names to deal with, and the brothers potentially playing together with the Red Bulls up top.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how often they do play together. You know, some people have told me that Sean Wright Phillips might be maybe, over the hill, as they say, or definitely past his prime. MLS, which is not the same as the EPL, maybe it'll help him revive in the short time he'll be with them this year. Even though I live in New York, there's a lot of Missouri in me, as in the show-me state, and show me what Mr. Sean Wright Phillips can do, and I'm a little bit skeptical at this moment.
Well, we'll see what happens after the All-Star break and the MLS team plays Tottenham Hotspur on Wednesday over in Colorado. Back to MLS action. We'll see what happens with him and with Didier Drogba and Frank Lampard when he debuts. Lots of stuff going on, Michael. Thanks so much for being with us as always.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. We have Michael and Dick on every week with us, barring vacations, which Dick will be going on vacation soon. But I want to thank also our guests, Grant Vandy Castile, Pat Erkley, Doug Graham, the trainer of the Rhinos, who helped set up the interview, Greg Stanton, Dave Selinsky, and McCall Zerboni from the Portland Thorns, who face the Western New York Flash on Wednesday. The Rhinos are in action on Saturday against the Charlotte Independents in Charlotte, 7 p.m. kickoff, 454-KICK to get your tickets for Rhinos and Flash matches. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass right here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.